When you checked your Blockfolio or your Delta app or your coin tracking app today, your portfolio was probably down. It was probably red. It probably looked like it got murdered. So let's talk a little bit about today about why the market might be down, what I'm thinking or kind of what my mindset is right now. Love to hear what your mindset is and what fundamentally has potentially changed with this. Also dive into a couple different strategies or thought processes on this. My name is Crypto Bobby. I hope you guys are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. A quick heads up that I will be doing another edition of YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening, tonight at, it's January 14th right now as I'm recording this, at 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you'd like to join for that, hit the subscribe button, the notify bell for that. Also have a really good, interesting piece of content coming for you in the near future. I am interviewing Ethan Ackerman tomorrow, who has a pretty interesting perspective on the crypto investing world. Young kid, really sharp mind. So looking forward to producing that interview for you guys here in the near future. Now, getting into the real meat of the discussion today, like I said before, you know, when I opened up my Blockfolio, or excuse me, actually my Delta app now, I moved from Blockfolio to Delta. I've been liking Delta, but when I opened up Delta this morning, it was red, 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 VeChain, red, 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 red. And everybody else seems to be in the same boat. Really, the only places that you've been saved at all in terms of your holdings have probably been if you are a holder of VeChain or if you hold NEO slash Gas, because they're basically one in and of the same. But both of them have had really nice movements recently as well. And the rest of the market has dipped hard. And if you're looking, if you're on CoinMarketCap, out of the top 100 cryptocurrencies, only probably less than 10 or about less than 10 or so are actually in the positive right now. The majority of, you know, the majority of the crypto in the top, probably 85% or so, are actually red against the US dollar. Many more so, even further red against Bitcoin. So if we pop over to on-chain FX here, we could see out of the 60 crypto that there are, only about six or seven are actually green. Ardor, NEO, Ethereum Classic, 10X, and a couple other ones out there that are holding value, but the majority are now bleeding out, and a lot of that has to do with Bitcoin taking a nice little dip. Bitcoin is down about 5% in the past 24 hours. And I thought this was a really interesting tweet. If you don't follow LoomDart at LoomDart on Twitter, but a lot of people, especially new people to the space, are really all jazzed up and excited about altcoins and the next hot thing, altcoins. Nobody that is new to the space seems to have any interest, at least to me, seems to have any interest in Bitcoin whatsoever. Some people really do. But one of the things that you should really be aware of when the altcoins go nuts is that it is oftentimes when Bitcoin is kind of staying stable for quite a bit of time or just not doing much or consolidating. As LoomDart said, and I'll read the tweet out, the alt party only goes on as long as Bitcoin isn't going down too fast or going up too fast. Trust me, you don't want Bitcoin to break support here. So an interesting point of discussion is that if Bitcoin goes up like crazy, people see, you know, people that hold altcoins a lot of times will FOMO their crypto into Bitcoin, and that will suck money out of the altcoins, and that will depress the price of the altcoins. And with that, it will also raise the price of Bitcoin even faster, and then the altcoins will kind of bleed out. Conversely, on the other end of the spectrum, if Bitcoin goes down quite a bit, the altcoins also dip usually even more so. So you can see here today, we'll take a look, we'll pop back over to on-chain FX, and we'll look at 24-hour change versus Bitcoin. And the majority of crypto out there, for the most part, Ethereum is down a little bit against Bitcoin. You got Ripple down about 2%. But as you continue to go down to some of the hotter altcoins, you got Cardano down 5% against Bitcoin, EOS down 10% against Bitcoin, Dash down 10%, NEM down 3-4%. A good number of crypto are down even more so than Bitcoin is on the day. And that type of, it's kind of funny in that respect that if Bitcoin goes up really fast, the altcoins go down. If Bitcoin goes down really fast, the altcoins go down. So what's the best scenario if you have a ton of altcoins and, you know, all that's all you care about? A lot of times that's when Bitcoin is chilling, kind of in a stabilized range, consolidating, whether that consolidation is between right now $14,000 and $16,000 or so. But if it breaks the support in that $13,000 range and goes below that pretty heavily, that is probably going to lead to a concerted sell-off of altcoins as well. So I think this is a pretty interesting topic to think about too, as far as things go when you're looking at this, because you know the alt season, alt summer, whatever anybody wants to call what's happening with the altcoins right now, that is only going to last as long as Bitcoin can consolidate in this range. And while you might not like Bitcoin, while you might think it is slow transactions and expensive and blah, 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 if you got a bunch of money in alts, that could dip off pretty heavily, pretty quickly if Bitcoin goes on another 10-15% dip or something like that. Now, to that point, we're looking at all the, you know, you're looking at this dip today and you see your crypto down 5, 10, 15, whatever it is, percent. And maybe you pull up the news, you look on Twitter, like, what's going on? Nothing's changed. Nothing's following. You know, I don't know what's happening. Nothing's happening, right? Yeah, that's pretty much correct. Nothing is really happening. And a lot of people like to come up with different theories as to why things are happening. This is one that got passed around. A lot of people loved it, and then a lot of people made fun of it. So it's your choice. Some people thought this was actually, this was 100% the reason of what's going on. And then I saw a lot of the OG traders on crypto Twitter just kind of ripping this one to shreds and making fun of it and comparing it with Dogecoin and a lot of other things as well. But this one is from @ProfessorCrypto on Twitter. And it says, "Dear noobs, Bitcoin is not naturally going down. It is being pushed down via whales placing spoofy sell orders on exchanges to make noobs and risk managers sell to buy back lower. They're stealing your bags and will make you buy back at a higher price. Please retweet this." So I think that in some cases, there's probably a level of, there's probably a little bit of a level of truth to this. I do think that that is such a common mistake for newbies, where you have Bitcoin or you have your altcoins, you buy them. Let's just say you bought into Bitcoin, for ease of example, you bought into Bitcoin at $15,000. You bought into Bitcoin at $15,000. All of a sudden, Bitcoin is now in that $13,000 range, whatever it is, and it's dipping, and there's all this news that starts coming out. Bitcoin's down 10%, Bitcoin's down, whatever. You panic, you freak out. Oh my God, I bought the top. You sell, and then you sell for less money than you bought in at, and then a day later, Bitcoin is back up to $15,000 or $15,500, or the same could be said with your altcoins, and you're buying back in for less. Let's say you bought that one Bitcoin at $15,000, you sold it at $13,000, and then the next day it's back up to $15,000. Now you only have $13,000 to buy back in with. Now you can't even afford a whole Bitcoin at this point in time. So I think that's a pretty average cycle for a lot of people, and it takes a few times for that to happen to you before it stops and before you stop doing that. Because it's a pretty crappy feeling in the long term, especially when you panic sell and then you're slowly trudging back into Bittrex or into Binance and like, oh, okay, now I'm going to buy back in. And then you have to do that and you have less than you had before. Now, as far as it being a concerted effort by whales and spoofy orders and sell orders on exchanges, I'm sure, I mean, this is crypto. It's basically the Wild West. I'm pretty positive that there is a high degree of manipulation going on. As far as my inside knowledge of manipulation, I have no clue. I'm sure there's manipulation going. I don't know if it's through spoofy orders, if it's through fear, uncertainty, and doubt throughout the media and all this stuff, or whatever it might be. But as far as that specifically being the reason, I have no clue. However, when I'm looking at this today and when I'm approaching my portfolio and things in general, a lot of people say buy the dip. Could this dip a lot lower? Absolutely. But I do think, I mean, at least in my opinion, this is one of those days where I am buying more. I'm adding to my portfolio for one of the big reasons that this happens quite a bit in crypto, where crypto dips, whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's your altcoins, it dips. And there's no reason specifically why. You don't know why. There's no news. South Korea isn't banning crypto now, or, you know, the US isn't doing anything. There's no hack. There's no nothing. It's down. You don't know why. Maybe there is something. Maybe I'm sure somebody's going to come out in the comments and say, hey, there is a reason it's down and this is why. And if so, if there is a specific reason that you can justify, happy to hear you out and see if p- perhaps that is the reason I'm just blatantly, patently wrong. But in that respect, when I am looking at, you know, when I'm looking at what's happening here, I don't see any direct reason why crypto should be down. And if I look at that, I'm saying for the crypto that I have a high degree of conviction in, I'm going to add to my position because I'm getting them now at a 5 or a 10% discount than what I would have gotten them in the past 24 hours and even previously to that. Now, that's kind of the way I'm approaching it. You can certainly approach things in a different manner, but when I see dips in crypto and I can't justify why they're dipping, there's not a news event, there's not something negative happening in the community. It's just dipping because either people are taking profits or it's just that type of price action. I'm fine with buying more and continually dollar cost averaging. And typically these are, in my opinion, some of the best days to do that. Now, could this price action continue to move in a negative way? Could this be the start of a little bit of a pullback? I mean, who knows? It absolutely could. But if that happens, I'm going to continue to make that dollar cost average move and in and in and in. I would love to hear your thoughts, though, as far as how you're approaching it. I know some people have said, you know, I don't want any more dips. I'm out of the picture. I posted about this on Twitter recently. And one of the funny comments there was just like, hey, you know, I've had it with these days off. I've had it with these discounts. But when you look at that, this is going to happen. It's crypto. It's extremely volatile. We've added $400 billion in market cap in basically like 3 months or something like that. So you have to expect these pullbacks. There are going to be big pullbacks. And when that happens, when Bitcoin dips 5%, you can oftentimes expect those altcoins that you love so very much to dip anywhere from that 5% that Bitcoin's at to even more and more and more, unless you have something like a VeChain or a NEO, where NEO's just been absolutely crushing it, but VeChain had some partnership rumors and things like that were driving positive price action movements. But if there is no specific positive price movements, or there's nothing specifically there, like VeChain had that, all these rumors about a partnership and things like that were making it spike up. If there's nothing there that's really going to separate that crypto, it's just going to fall down with Bitcoin, and a lot of times even more so. So hopefully this video was helpful for you just in getting a little bit of a mind share on what's happening right now. Keeping a level head as crypto is down. You look at that portfolio, you see, oh my God, I'm broke. I'm not going to be able to afford my mortgage. I'm kidding. I that better not be the case. You better not have your mortgage on crypto or I will find you. And I'll yell at you. But outside of that, I think that, I'm hoping that this video was something that just kind of helped you adjust the mindset a little bit and get a feel too, especially if you're in altcoins. The altcoin party is going to go on as long as Bitcoin can consolidate. If Bitcoin goes up too fast, you're screwed. If Bitcoin goes down too fast, you're kind of screwed. Let's hope that if you got a bunch of money in alts, that you see a nice little bit of a Bitcoin consolidation. And outside of that, guys, like I said, I will be doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour this evening, 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you'd like to join for that, would love to have you there. Hit that subscribe button, the notify bell for that. If you're listening on the podcast, would love a review and your thoughts. Thank you guys for all your support. I really do appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a fantastic day, whether you're buying, trading, holding, selling. Peace.